Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, February the 2nd, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you continue to pour out upon us day by day. We're grateful for all that you show us. We ask, Lord, that you would give us an understanding of the truth, so that we might walk according to your will. You see the fulfillment of your word all around us. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to be prepared for the time to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to look at an article entitled, The Christian National Agenda. That's the Christian National Agenda. Now, it's pretty important that we take a look at that, and that would be our title today. Now, we have an article that we'd like to share with you from the Intelligencer website that was published on January the 22nd, 2020. But before we take a look at that article, I'd like to share an article that I saw in the Associated Press that deals with a young lady who's become quite famous suddenly. And her name is Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm sure you've heard that name. So the first article that we're going to take a look at today is in the Associated Press, published November the 3rd, 2020. And the writer of that article is Ben Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R. And listen to the title of this article. Georgia Republican who supports QAnon wins U.S. House seat. That's back on November the 3rd, 2020. It's a brief article, but I wanted to share it with you because it shows a few things about where she's coming from and the kind of support that she has. All right. So the title of the article again, Georgia Republican who supports QAnon wins U.S. House seat. Here's the article. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, who expressed racist views and supports for QAnon conspiracy theories in a series of online videos, has won a U.S. House seat representing Northwest Georgia. Her candidacy was bolstered by President Donald Trump, who has called her a future Republican star. Green was heavily favored in the conservative district even before Democratic challenger Kevin Van Osdall suddenly dropped out in September, saying he was moving out of state. Green thanked her staff and asked supporters to pray for Trump to win re-election at a watch party Tuesday night, video of which was live streamed on Facebook. In her remarks, Green pledged to fight hard to make sure that Nancy Pelosi and the squad and the radical Democrats in the House do not steal anything away from America, because the country was never ever meant to be a socialist nation. Green is a businesswoman and political newcomer who gained large followings on social media in part by posting incendiary videos and comments. Green has claimed in online videos that black and Hispanic men are being held back by gangs and dealing drugs, alleged an Islamic invasion of government offices, and accused Jewish billionaire George Soros of collaborating with Nazis. She has also embraced QAnon, a far-right U.S. conspiracy theory centered around the debunked belief that Trump is fighting a secret campaign against deep state enemies and a child sex trafficking ring of satanic pedophiles and cannibals. In most recent videos and posts, she has attacked everything from Black Lives Matter movement to the use of face masks to protect against the coronavirus. After some of her comments came to light, Green was condemned by some future House colleagues within her own party, but many other Republicans, including Trump and Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler, have embraced her. She has a blunt message for her detractors in a speech after winning a GOP primary runoff in August. "I will not apologize," she says. Congratulations to future Republican star Marjorie Taylor Greene on a big congressional primary win in Georgia against a very tough and smart opponent, Trump tweeted after her primary win. Marjorie is strong on everything and never gives up. A real winner. Green initially started campaigning for a different House seat, challenging Democratic Representative Lucy McBath of Georgia's 6th Congressional District. And this was something that she did in North Atlanta. She switched to the more conservative 14th District after Republican Representative Tom Graves announced that he wasn't seeking re-election. Democrats weren't able to replace Van Asal on the ballot because he dropped out too close to the election, leaving Green essentially unopposed in the race. Now, the reason why I wanted to share that with you is because you realize where she's coming from. And even some of her Republican colleagues are not happy with the way that she approaches it and some of the things that she says. But notice that for the most part, they do not push against her because of the agenda that she embraces. She not only has some weird things to say, but she is a Christian nationalist. And you'll notice that quite a number of the Republicans today embrace that kind of point of view. So that first article describes that lady that you hear a little bit about today, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's had some interesting things to say. And that article I read for you is in the Associated Press, published November the 3rd, 2020. That's the same day as the election last year. Now, the article that I want to focus on today is found in the Intelligencer. And this was published on January the 22nd, 2020, also last year. The writer of that article is Matt Staib, S-T-I-E-B. And the title of the article is Christian Nationalists Are Drafting Legislation for State Republicans. Now, I want you to know that the Christian Nationalists are not successful because they just won a presidential election. They have been working on this for a while. And how they have been working on this? They have been moving at the state level, attempting to put together state governments, so that once they are able to do that, then they will have an opportunity to govern the federal government. So the article that we're looking at today is found in the Intelligencer website. It was published on January the 22nd, 2020. And the title again, Christian Nationalists Are Drafting Legislation for State Republicans. Here's the article. Though Democrats have regained significant ground on the state level since the 2016 election, state election, is still largely a Republican game, with the GOP in charge of 21 trifectas, in addition to 8 more GOP-controlled legislatures. Within this red empire, Christian nationalists who believe the United States was founded as a Christian nation and consider the separation of church and state to be a fraud are exerting substantial pressure by drafting legislation for friendly lawmakers, according to Sludge, an investigative outlet covering lobbying and money in politics. According to the report, Christian nationalist groups have concocted a legal strategy called Project Blitz, designed to get an anti-LGBTQ, anti-choice bills before state legislatures. In the 2018 legislative session, state lawmakers proposed 74 bills similar to Project Blitz draft legislation, ranging from measures designed to restrict same-sex marriage to allowing adoption agencies to deny placements because of religion. In other words, if you belong to a certain religion, you cannot have the federal government allowing for an adoption of a child to that religion. And that's how some of these laws in some of the states exist at the moment. Continuing. It gets beyond the specifics of religious exemption into an ever-expanding theocratic vision, where you can not only pick and choose which laws you're going to honor, but you expand the extent to which you're going to dishonor them, all the while stepping on the rights and interests of your fellow citizens. Fred Clarkson, an analyst at the Political Research Associates, told Sludge. The Project Blitz handbook is split into three categories based on the levels of pushback a prospective bill might place the first category, intending to appear the most innocuous, includes bills to promote In God We Trust license. And you could put that on your license plates. All right. The next batch of bills centered on emphasizing Christian heritage and the importance of the Bible in history to promote the notion that the U.S. is a Christian nation. And the third category, which organizes notes might be the most hotly contested, sought to empower licensed professionals to deny health care and other services based on religious beliefs and to enable adoption agencies to reject adoptive families on religious ground. All right, so let's go over those three points. Project Blitz says that first, you must be able to put In God We Trust on our license plate. That is based on the state laws, all right? Not the federal laws now. All right, so you can put In God We Trust on your license plate. The next bill that they're looking for is to include the Bible as a part of the history in the educational system. And that would be a very important thing for them because they want to be able to do that in the schools and insist on it, whether it is a religious school or a public school. And the third category, they want to make sure that they are able to allow a professional, a doctor or somebody else, to refuse to assist someone based on their religious affiliation. All right. And also, when someone applies for an adoption of a child, they would have to belong to a particular religious organization in order to be allowed to adopt that child. Now, notice that Project Blitz has been moving at the state level. And I want you to understand that this is incredibly important because, see, if a state passes a law, the federal government cannot eviscerate it, cannot change it, cannot turn it away. All right? Continuing. All this is minor, though more effective in the long-haul effort of turning the U.S. into a theocracy, compared to the rhetoric of Matt Scheer, the former chair of the Republican caucus in Washington State's legislature. A far-right legislator, Scheer developed a plan for Eastern Washington to secede and become a conservative theocracy known as Liberty State, and helped plot and promote a total of three armed conflicts of political violence against the United States government in three states outside the state of Washington over a three-year period, according to a report commissioned by Washington's House of Representatives. Though Scheer is an outlying example, members of the Trump administration are doing their part through official channels to theocratize the federal government with a level of influence Project Blitz could only dream of. Last year, Pompeo's State Department founded an affinity group featuring evangelical speakers and focusing on how being a disciple of Christ impacts your professional experience at the State Department. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence has worked to undermine the Department of Health and Human Services, which is responsible for the government funding of Planned Parenthood. Together, they are a formidable team aligning American foreign policy with evangelical eschatology. And of course, that's what that report says. So notice now what is happening here in this particular report. The Intelligencer, which is not a religious website, they are publishing the idea that Christian nationalists are drafting legislation for state Republicans, all right, notice the word state here. The Republican Party has been doing this for many years, as you shall see as we'll take a look in some other articles to come in other programs. They are not first of all working on the federal government; they're first working on the state governments, and they have been able to change a number of the laws take complete control of the state local government, change the laws so that they are beginning to move the nation gradually in the direction they want it to go into. Here's another article along the same vein found in the Wild Hunt website. The Wild Hunt website, also published on January the 29th, 2020. The writer of that article is Sean Machia, M-C-H-A-S-H-E-E. Let me spell his name again. That's Sean Machia, M-C-S-H-E-E. Here's the title of that article. Multi-state legislative agenda may impact rights of minority faiths. Here's that article. The Wild Hunt is exclusively supported by readers like you, says the article. And of course, they're making an appeal here, asking that someone or someones make a sort of contribution to their website. All right, here's the article. The legislative session in many U.S. states began in January. This month also marks the start of a U.S. national election cycle that will likely result in increased attention to white evangelical voters. Across the United States, some proposed state legislation intends to codify a conservative Christian worldview that may undermine the rights of pagans and other non-Christians. These legislative proposals may also be coordinated. The Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation, the National Legal Foundation, and the Wall Builders Pro-Family Legislators Conference have developed something called Project Blitz, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. President Rachel Lazer described Project Blitz as a nefarious political movement aimed at establishing a U.S. as a Christian nation. In the face of widespread criticism, Project Blitz may have reduced the viability to operate more covertly. It lacks a website, which is reportedly functioning under a different name, and the name is Freedom for All, not Project Blitz. According to Political Research Associates, the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation no longer refers to Project Blitz. Instead, what it does, it offers a religious freedom measures toolkit to legislators. All references to Project Blitz in this article also is changed, and that is the reason why they have gone underground. Project Blitz has produced 21 model bills to promote its agenda. Those 21 bills form a coherent framework for promoting a conservative Christian basis for constitutional, legal, and political thought in the United States. Project Blitz has organized 21 model bills in four categories. Not all current Christian rights bills reflect the model bills of Project Blitz, but they have many similarities. In Missouri, they have something called the National Motto Display in Schools, which require all schools to display a sign which says, "In God We Trust." Ben Baker, a minister, introduced the bill, and of course he has been pushing that for some time. In Florida, Kimberly Daniels introduced the Study of the Bible in Religion bill. It would require each school district to offer elective courses about Hebrew scriptures and the Bible. Those are two examples. And these religious freedom model bills could have serious consequences. They can undermine anti-discrimination law, deny medical services, and invalidate transgender identity. These model bills use and extend the logic of Hobby Lobby and Masterpiece Cake Shop cases. I don't know if you remember those cases where these two corporations decided that they were not going to serve people who were homosexual or same-sex or that sort of thing. And they were able to do this. Now, those two organizations, Hobby Lobby, etc., they were not church organizations. They're corporate entities. but because of the laws that were passed, it made its way all the way to the Supreme Court, and they were allowed to differentiate and not serve people based on their religious affiliation. Now, these articles that I'm sharing with you are an indication of the direction in which most of the nation is heading. If you look at South Carolina, there have been some laws passed in that state also regarding that same kind of view. I do believe that if this was attempted on the federal level, there would be a lot more controversy. But at the moment, the far-right evangelicals are working on the state level, preparing to move ultimately. Once they've gotten enough states together, they're preparing to move in the direction of bringing it to the federal level ultimately. You and I need to understand that we have been told this in advance. We have been warned concerning this. And the Christian nationalists who have been working on this project since back in the 1880s, they have been working on this and they have not surrendered the battle. As a matter of fact, you look around them today and you see that they're getting closer and closer to their objectives. They want to work according to the will of God. And they believe that what they're doing is the will of God. They believe that God speaks to them and that they are making this nation into a Christian nation because that's what God wants. You and I both know that they are more than likely hearing a voice that is speaking to them. But it is not God's voice. Because the God who sent his son to this earth to die on man's behalf never forced anyone to worship him. His statement is clear. Whosoever believeth in me should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our choices are clear. Our freedom of religion is clear. God has given us the opportunity to make a decision to follow or not follow. And you and I must understand that these individuals who believe that they're doing God's will ultimately attempt to force us to comply with their interpretation of God's will. May God prepare us for the time that is not far away. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to warn us. We thank you that you have given us an opportunity to walk according to your will. And we ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your Daily Briefing, February the 2nd, 2021.